Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Now, we have to understand there's other people that want to harm us. They want to destroy us. They spend every day plotting on how to hurt Americans, how to hurt Israelis. They teach it in their schools. They teach it from the imams, teach it from their...
From madrasas?
Yeah, from they're just constantly just saying, you know, why... You know, they refer to Israel as Satan...
And the little Satan.
The little Satan. They refer to America as Satan.
The big Satan.
The big Satan.
And they have a minister of terrorists, don't they?
Yeah, they have a minister of terrorists. And so they're just educating. And so these kids are raised up. And hopefully one day we'll, if you haven't yet, get the book Son of Hamas. Mm. Excellent book. That explains it. But understand, they're just constantly hearing this. And so they believe, they're taught that if you come and you hurt Israelis, you hurt Americans, you're actually doing a service for God. Infidels that we refer to as infidels. And so, yes, all these people are coming and they need help. But in the midst of all those folks, there are reportedly gang members. You have gangs in America and there has been some ruthless things take place. But, you know, I was in law enforcement when we saw the Jamaican gang members come to America. Jude see nothing, do you see? They were ruthless. That was the beginning of crack and things going on, and it was just brutal. It was brutal. You know, I'm not talking about Jamaicans, but I'm talking about the Jamaican gangs that came, and it was just a violent and controlled through just force and just fear. And now when you're talking about these gangs coming up out of these Central American countries, coming into America, and they're reportedly how many states?
They're reportedly in 32 states, primarily at MS-13.
Which is gangs from?
Gangs from El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala. Started out in El Salvador. A lot of these young children grew up during the El Salvadorian, and there was a war going on during that time. And they saw horrific bloodshed during that entire time. And so they already had that kind of grit, if you will. Like migrated to the United States, primarily Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. They started out defending, you know, because they were being picked on and bullied, and it morphed into this horrific gang that now has a network, 32 cities, and they are known for their brutality and, you know, murder.
Well, and they take bodies and kill them and hang them from billboards so everybody sees the bodies hanging down from billboards, so the fear factor that goes on. And they're talking about taking pictures of our congressmen and women that go to the borders, and all of a sudden... They're saying don't take their pictures because the drug lords will begin to focus on them and say different things. But other than all of that, that there's people that just mean harm towards America. They believe hurting America is doing something for their God. And I want you to watch right now. This is a professor reportedly out of Kuwait talking about bringing anthrax over the Mexican border, American-Mexican border. And you read the subtitles as he's talking right there, but read it carefully because... This is what he's saying. This is how you can actually hurt America. And he talks about going carrying all the way to the White House lawn. But coming over, guess what? The Mexican-American border. Watch this.
أربع أرطال من الأنثراكس.
4 pounds of anthrax in a suitcase is big, he says.
يشيلها واحد فدائي.
Carried by a fire through tunnels from Mexico into the U.S. are guaranteed to kill 330,000 Americans within a single hour. If it is properly spread in population centers there, what a horrifying idea. 9/11 will be small change in comparison.
Laughter.
Am I right? There is no need for airplanes, conspiracies, timings, and so on. One person with the courage to carry 4 pounds of anthrax will go to the White House lawn and will spread this confetti all over them. And then we'll do, it will turn into a real celebration. The WMD is a problem. The Americans are afraid that the WMDs might fall into the hands of terrorist organizations. Like Al-Qaeda and others. There's a good reason for the Americans to fear. Because Al-Qaeda used to have in the Herat region. It had laboratories in North Afghanistan. They have scientists, chemists, and nuclear physicists. There's nothing like they are portrayed, but these mercenary journalists, backward Bedouins living in caves, no, by no means. This kind of talk can fool only naive people. People who follow such things know that Al-Qaeda has laboratories just like Hezbollah. Hezbollah has laboratories in South Lebanon in which it produces weapons and sells them. Hezbollah has laboratories in South Lebanon.
And so you're seeing, this is a professor that you're seeing and hearing, and John's interpreting, that his beginning is talking about coming over the borders, the Mexican-American borders, with anthrax. What did we just happen? It's like, why is CDC mishandling anthrax of all the times to do it when these things are going on? And so you start thinking like, well, will this really happen? And a rancher, they're seeing, when you hear the word OTM, you're hearing other than Mexican, which means the rest of the world. It's coming over our borders right there. And what they're seeing is this one particular rancher found a language dictionary that translates from a Muslim Hindu-type language to English and a phrase book right there coming over the borders. As a matter of fact, I want you to see it. He actually has it in hand. You're fixing to see him reading it and them showing it to us. This is what they're finding on our border, and it sounds just like what this professor is talking about. Watch this.
Do you speak Spanish?
Apco Spanish Aiti Hai.
Does anyone speak English?
Koi Ingles Bota Hai.
Mosque.
Masjid.
Stop.
Rukia.
Don't stop.
Mat Rukia.
I'm in a hurry.
Manjaldi Manhun.
You must pay in dollars.
Dollar main pizza DJ.
I guess.
Guys, quit laughing at my bad Urdu, will you?
I guess the
special forces guys.
The cartels that are bringing them in here and the gang guys aren't going to accept Pakistani money.
This could come in handy.
Oh, yeah.
If we ever go to Afghanistan.
Well, they're coming in here. We don't have to go that far.
Or South Texas. Seems like you Texas ranchers seem to be ready for just about anything. You ready for the Taliban?
Well, we'd like to think we are. We could certainly use more resources. Maybe some federal funding to help our state shut the border down.
So these two guys, we filmed these scouts. You got this from something like that?
Yeah, no question. This is a coyote leading a group of Middle Easterners into our country, and they got away. They're here.
He lost his book at the fence?
Fell out of his pocket as he was crawling over. Of course, the fence has electricity on it, and he got a little jolt. And so that might have prompted this thing to fly out of that pocket a little quicker.
Oh, Mike, this gets out that you're shocking possible Taliban members down here. People might get a little upset.
Bring it on. Don't mess with Texas.
Pretty much says it all.
So they're finding these a map of Afghanistan, this Pakistani translation book, dictionary. And when you look at India and Pakistan, Pakistan was originally part of India, that break-off that took place in the context of radical Islam, by the way. And it's like, they're coming over our border, just like this professor's talking about. What's coming into our nation? What's coming into the skin of our body called America? We need someone who's going to rise up and say, I want to protect America's borders. I don't know. I guess the president, that's what the president does, right?
Yeah.
From enemies foreign and domestic. As what we're seeing, as you're seeing right now on your screen, this Urdu to English dictionary and phrase book that this particular rancher found on his ranch. I mean, this is huge. And if you open that up, he had a map of Afghanistan in there, Pakistan. And he said, you don't have to go that far because this is happening right here on a Texas ranch. And the video that you saw a little bit earlier is a video of, it was a week ago on this broadcast, you know, it just happened about a week ago, watching them come over the border. And they said 1,200 a day were coming over.
Wow.
And there's like this sea of humanity is coming north. And when we saw that, you know, originally what God was showing us, where, you know, you're thinking disaster in the context of floods, water, and that type of thing. But when you think about the sea, God refers to its human beings, it's human. And just a flood, imagine the borders just being flooded all of a sudden. And our border officers right now, according to Fox News and some of the reports that we're seeing, they're overwhelmed. They're changing diapers and things instead of guarding our borders because there's only so many of them. It's limited. And it's a perfect time to overwhelm our borders. And so this Urdu dictionary phrase book is you're looking at Pakistanis that can take this book and they can actually communicate locally with English speaking folks with phrases, and they're reading from it. And Special Forces is right there, obviously, as he's saying about you're making it in front of my ability to speak Urdu. He said the Special Forces are talking, but understand that what this means is, and if you heard our earlier program, this whole thing really makes sense to you. It means that's a disease. You know, yes, there's reportedly, you know, and obviously so, if there's not medical treatment in these countries, then they may have tuberculosis. So they may have these different diseases that if they're properly treated, they can be cured.
Sure.
And that's what's so good about it. If you look at the history of America, when you look at the bubonic plague and all the things that have happened, America has suffered great plagues, polio, and just over and over again.
Right now in Liberia, there's an outbreak of Ebola that is destroying that nation. Franklin Graham Samaritan's Purse is there, and the World Disease Commission, or the whole name of that organization, but they're saying that even workers now, medical workers, are leaving the country because they're getting sick and they're dying off.
Wow.
And so just a little disease like that, an outbreak,
yes,
you're looking at a serious condition.
And I remember that outbreak is still growing then.
It's happening right now in Africa, in Liberia.
And if, I had this documentary. I wish I knew it. I think it was done maybe by PBS. I don't know. But it was about how the bubonic plague started. And it was a soldier up in Massachusetts or something that began to cough up like a typical flu where he had just some bluish, greenish, whatever, coughing stuff up. And next thing you know, it was like the whole world had this flu where thousands and thousands, as a matter of fact, I think November of that particular year or something, while it was going on, over 100,000 in 1 month died.
Wow.
That millions across the earth. And so God protects us from the plague that flies, the arrows that fly by day, the plague that comes in the noonday. And he's, understand in Psalms 91 when he talks about that these things happen, but God protects us from those things. But if we turn our backs on God, if we turn our backs on the protection, there is no protection.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, you know, God says, well, hey, I'm going to, you know, it's the fact that we just said we don't need you. We're the ones protecting ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And what's coming over this border right now, according to that professor, and Kuwaiti professor at that, you know, you can imagine what's being taught in the professors inside of Cairo University and these different, you know, universities and the places of radical Islam and where, this wild, what we consider radical Islam taking place, that this stuff's coming over our border. In addition to that child that we focus our cameras in on him and her, and our hearts do melt. And, you know, we're looking for ways to be able to partner with those who are helping those kids, but we can't take our eyes off the left hand.
Yeah.
That's to get our attention, the children, because naturally our hearts will go that way. Even our president talked about it. He says, I knew the heart of America was good. When he went down there, I knew they would focus on this.
Mm-hmm.
But don't lose our focus on the fact that they're finding this Urdu phrase dictionary where the Pakistani folks can come in and who have evil intentions towards our nation. And this man's talking about an anthrax. And this, think about just a powdery substance like washing powders or something of that nature. I mean, and he just said, sprinkle it all over the White House is what he said. And what I think about the prophetic word about standing in front of the White House was the North Korean
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, the, in this prophetic dream that he was standing in front of it, and the president was so in this dream now, was so fearful of what was going on that he was ready to was trying to run and hide. And next thing you know, he was having to climb out of a window. Well, you think about this. I mean, have you seen people running out of the White House lately? They run. I mean, the threats that are going on. And we're all human beings. I mean, you need, if somebody's going to blow the building up or somebody's trying to threat anthrax like these guys are over there, you know, get out of the building. Get a, you know, clear the building. But when we're running out of our own capital, when we're running out of our own Pentagon, our military place supposed to defend us, that's not good. And he said that, this is what that professor said. He said that that this will be so much bigger than 9/11. He said, we don't need planes. We don't need this. And what's happening right now, it looks like it. All we know is from these reports and watching what's going on, understand the reports that like 30-something states have the gang members in it. You have congressmen and women concerned about getting their picture taken about from, you know, drug lords. And it's like, what are we?
Fear.
But the whole thing is like, you're supposed to protect our borders. That's why you're in office. When you put your name out there and they have to run for office, you're saying, and you raise your right hand, you get in office, you swear I will protect and defend the Constitution of the United States from enemies foreign and domestic, which means the drug cartel and the gang members who are getting in and the ones who are wanting to bring harm to our nation. So it's not wrong for us Christians. We've got to begin to pray and say, dear Lord, you know, what have we done that would cause our skin to be penetrated like this? And this is what he says. He says it. He says, when these things start happening to you, if my people will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sins, and I will seal their borders. If you haven't heard, he didn't say seal borders, he'll heal their land. Part of healing the land is getting the skin tight around it.
That's right.
If you haven't yet heard, and you need to hear it, Nehemiah, the heart of Nehemiah, restoring the heart of the church in America, restoring the church in America, is that God has a way of turning you over to your neighbors bordering. He has a way of turning you over to foreign nations. And he has a way of totally turning you totally over to where, this is what Nehemiah says, even everything on our body is owned. And there is different levels of consequences for what we do. And with today's technology, I mean, I can have a barcode for your lip, you know, a barcode for your right, not a barcode, but a URL, what do they call that thing?
A scan.
I mean, there is these systems available to be able to track everything on us. Or we can say, you know what, God, I repent and understand it's time for us to stand up and go into the streets and not be fearful like our congressmen or our congresswomen, and begin to preach the gospel and understand if we'll wave that true sword in the air, the spiritual sword, the sword of God's word, then it begins to change the atmosphere and begin to preach into the air the word of God, begin to share the gospel and understand the environment, and everything begins to change. Just a constant, rapid sowing, constant sowing of the gospel into the hearts of men. Don't change your message. Change your audience and begin to preach the pure, unadulterated word of God and begin to line up with it. And you'll watch things begin to change. People's eyes will open. Their minds will clear. People who thought they were walking with God will begin to walk with God because now they actually can see, and they'll get hungry for God, and God will take it over from that point. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors.
If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.